I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. It's been almost 6 months since Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico. Full power still has not been restored, and on Thursday, the island's governor announced that researchers from George Washington University will recount the number of people who died because of the storm. The official death toll is 62, but media and amateur counts have put it at more than 1,000 people. Meanwhile, the governor and several members of his administration have been in New York and Washington trying to court investment in the island and its economic recovery. I recently sat down with Manuel Laboy, secretary of Puerto Rico's Department of Economic Development and Commerce, and I asked him about the pitch he's making to investors, given both the storm and the island's debt crisis.
When it comes down to the debt restructuring, the truth of the matter is that last year we filed for Title III under PROMESA. And we were concerned
initially. The law that essentially allows you to declare bankruptcy.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, some people thought that that was going to create sort of uncertainty. But on the contrary, the fact that now we have an orderly process, that in itself provides certainty. Actually, the fiscal plan includes what we call structural reforms. Those are going to be the basis for our future growth. No matter whether we believe that tourism has to be forefront or manufacturing or technology or whatever, it is essential to have a strong foundation.
Do structural reforms include pension cuts?
Well, that is a very sensitive matter, right? The PROMESA law states that we need to achieve a sustainable, adequate pension plan. And that is part of the discussion that we need to have. We need to make sure that we can honor previous commitments, and at the same time, we need to be fiscally responsible. And that is going to require, certain negotiations and certain things. I cannot jump into a conclusion that it will be essentially a cut, but changes need to be made. Now, the nature of those changes are part of the things that we need to figure, and we are in the process of doing that. Certain things were included in the fiscal plan, but it is an ongoing process, and we need to make sure that it's a fair system that is fair for previous people, and of course, upcoming governmental employees that need to receive a fair treatment. So we need to balance all this interest.
There are some things in this plan, and I want to kind of walk through them because they're key tax issues. For example, 100% exemption from income taxes on all dividends, interest, and capital gains for bona fide residents on income made in Puerto Rico. It sounds to me like, looking at some of these changes, you all are trying to create a tax haven or tax breaks for people to come to the island. Is that right?
I understand why some people might think that, but it's not really the reality of it.
No.
A tax haven, by definition, is that, you are avoiding taxes.
Yeah.
And by the virtue of that, it doesn't translate into economic activity or economic development or the creation of jobs or so forth. In the case of Puerto Rico, we are using certain tools like tax exemptions or tax credits or other economic incentives to really actually incentivize, because that's precisely, the whole point, incentivize a number of activities that are supplementary to the decision of going to Puerto Rico based on other factors, our other core competencies and assets that we have in the island. So I'll give you an example. In the case of this Act 22, which is the one that offers a 0% for all passive income and distributions, it is based on the fact that it's completely new money. So an individual will, with a high net worth, mm-hmm. probably will not consider Puerto Rico to become a resident for many reasons, And so it is like you come to Puerto Rico, otherwise you will not have made that decision, and you will need to invest, because in order to receive that benefit, you need to invest.
You and I are talking about these big picture plans for sort of revitalization and an economic overhaul. And yet I wonder, how do you do that when basic things like electricity are still so unreliable?
Yeah, that's another great observation. So I don't want to sound disrespectful, but, you know, 4 or 5 months after the hurricane, to be at 80% power is really remarkable. It was zero. It was nothing. There's another 20% of the population that doesn't have power, and we're doing everything that we can to expedite the process. And for me, it is unacceptable that some people don't have power.
When you are pitching to private investors, are you just talking to American private investors or international investors as well?
We're talking to everybody, basically. Certainly U.S. investors, because we are part of the U.S., is our natural pitch. But on the other hand, as any other state or territory does, we want to diversify the source of funding from private investors. Right now, I'll give you an example. You know, we have companies from Germany in the aerospace industry, like Lufthansa. We have 3, 4, maybe 5 companies, huge companies, in the island in the manufacturing sector, medical devices and pharmaceutical. We have investors from Mexico. You know, they are in the telecommunications sector. They are in the pharmaceutical sector. They are in the concrete business. We have investments from Colombia. We have investments from Spain. I mean, we are highly kind of diversified. But, of course, our main source of funding has always been the U.S. mainland-based investors. But the pitch right now is basically to U.S. investors, because we want to leverage, you know, what's happening on the federal front with the private sector front.
Manuel Laboy, Secretary of the Department of Economic Development and Commerce, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can check out our special from Puerto Rico on our website. Go to marketplace.org.